Hi, this is Greg Schultz from Storage.io, and we're here at S&W 2012 Fall Edition in Santa Clara. And at these events, you run into a lot of different people, and I'm here with Bruce Ravid and Ray Lucchesi.
Ray Lucchesi of Silverton Consulting. How's everybody at Storage Networking World?
Hey, Bruce here. I'm doing great. This is my big return. Greg.
And Ray, as I always do, apologizing for mispronouncing your name. I'm going to get it right one of these years.
Nobody gets it right. I mean, it's just don't get it so bad that it comes out perverse, you know.
What's the worst version of your name you've ever heard?
I don't want to pronounce that here. Lucchesi, 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 it's not good.
Lucchesi especially, that is not good.
That was like grammar school kinds of things. I lived through grammar school with that name, so.
But Ray, your website, your blog is a little easier to pronounce, isn't it?
Yes. So silvertonconsulting.com and rayonstorage.com is the blog, and I've been doing that for a couple of years now, so it's been pretty good.
How many of these have you come to? How many S&Ws?
God, I don't know. It seems like forever. I've been coming is probably 6 years, fall and spring, the whole time. So it's at least six, maybe longer than that.
All in a row?
Yeah. I don't think I've skipped one yet. So it's been a pretty interesting run, actually, S&W. What do you think of these things, Greg?
Ray, I think they're pretty good. In fact, this is one of these fun ones. We were chatting earlier about this, is coming to these different events and watching them, how they evolve over time. And, you know, Ray, you've done the S&Ws. You know, you do the VM Worlds, the EMC Worlds. And there's these events like the S&Ws where they're not the mega shows like the EMC Worlds, the VM Worlds, the Comdexes. You can actually move around and have a conversation with people, which I think is what's the neat aspect of these. It's about the networking with the people as opposed to the mass conglomerate of...
Yeah. I think the nice thing about S&W, it's sort of on a personal level. You can get a chance to meet people. There are new people that are coming into the business. They get an opportunity to get one-on-one time with people. When you're at EMC World or VM World, it's just so much going on. A lot of it is very well scheduled and orchestrated. It's kind of hard to break through that to try to get some real, you know, individual time with people and stuff like that. Unlike here at S&W, which has an opportunity to more do that sort of stuff.
I've missed 4 years in a row of S&Ws after being at a bunch of them. How have you seen the conference evolve?
I think the conference has gone to some extent from more of a vendor-to-vendor kind of play to more of an end-user discussion, education kinds of things. I see less vendors except at the speakers here and more end-users. When I, you know, sit down and talk to somebody, it's mostly end-users nowadays, whereas before it'd be half a dozen vendor guys at the table.
Well, I know the vendors have been wishing for that for ages.
Yeah, and it would seem it'd be interesting to start seeing more vendors start coming again, but, you know, I think that the key is to try to balance those two things with vendors and end user kinds of discussions at the same place. I think that's the challenge that S&W needs to try to continue to maintain.
How would you do that?
I think to get the end users is more education. It's trying to talk about trends, what the industry is going, trying to get people involved. And talk about the technology. I think the vendors are interested in trying to see what's out there, what's going on. I think the vendors are kind of drawn by all the analysts that are here and stuff like that. But I think that's the challenge.
Yeah, I think that is, again, that gets back to the people are here for different reasons. Some of it's vendor to vendor, vendor to VAR, vendor to analyst or the media. It's all, but it comes back to that theme around that networking, the interaction. You know, here in the background here, the buzz, the energy of what's taking place. We've got just over, not far from here, people coming out of the sessions, or they're skipping sessions, or they're skipping their meetings. But, Ray, at these events, I mean, where do you spend your time? Is it on the expo floor? Is it in closed doors briefings? Or you mentioned sitting down, talking with the actual users.
Yeah, so my intention is to try to schedule, you know, about 50% of the time with meetings with vendors about what their new products are, briefings, 50% of the time trying to keep it open, and 50% of, you know, 50%. So 50, that's 150% of my time. That doesn't work. But, you know, maybe a third with expo kinds of stuff. I like to get on the floor, I like to see what's going on and try to understand where the new technology is coming, but... You know, I don't like to be booked solid with vendor meetings. It doesn't work for me. In the end, it's trying to keep all that stuff straight and together and stuff like that is a challenge.
And I think we all at conferences like this need to allow enough time for spontaneity. But you never know when you're going to run into that person by chance.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the fun things. You go to the sessions, you walk the expo, you have the closed door briefing session, things like that. But again, it comes back to conversations like what we're having right here, where we're talking a little bit about the event, talk a little bit about different technologies, trends, but also what's going on at home. I mean, Ray, you're doing a lot more. You mentioned 150% of your time there, but you're also spending time at home on your blog, but also with those kids that I hear, they're keeping you a little busy.
Yeah, well, the kids are kind of interesting. They're at an interesting age. They're not quite teenagers yet. They're sort of getting into that middle school environment, and middle school has its own challenges and stuff like that. But we enjoy it. My older son was the captain of their school soccer team this year. He was kind of it was interesting to see him for a long time in soccer. We've been keep pushing him into soccer because I think it's an interesting play. It's good athleticism and stuff like that. And for a long time, he wasn't that competitive, but over the last couple of years, he's gotten to be more and more competitive, which is kind of interesting to see. And he loved being a captain. It was a great session for them this year.
They're pretty much into sports, no musicians or anything like that?
No musicians yet, but they're thespians. They're into these plays. They're doing a lot of plays. I don't know where it comes from. It's not for me. I never would have even considered doing something like that. But they've been in plays for 5 years. I mean, I got two of them there in two separate plays, and it's like probably the sixth one they've done this year. It's bizarre.
Ray, what kind of things do you like to do in your spare time?
Well, like I say, I mostly play with the kids and stuff like that. I do a lot of reading. I'm into blogging and technology and stuff like that. I try to keep abreast of what's going on. But I love music, but I'm just not involved in it anymore. I'm involved in music. It was 20 years ago, right? More so than anything else, but
classic rock or what?
Classic rock. A little bit beyond that. But yeah, mostly classic rock kinds of stuff. I mean, I listen to all that sort of stuff, but it's harder to get involved in it today, these days. But
yeah, it takes a lot of effort, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I find it is when I'm working on stuff, Ray, like yourself, writing blogs or doing the research, I usually have something on in the background. Sometimes it is classic rock. A lot of times, Bruce turned me on to Alt Nation on XM. So, staying current, but also true to the roots.
Truth be told, Greg and I were hanging out in a bar in Hollywood, and Alt Nation was on in the background.
That's right.
And we were talking about what a great music mix it was, and we asked the server what it was, and she said it was Alt Nation, because we didn't actually hear any of the DJs talk, but
that's right. It was in a bar. And then we were at, was it the Rainbow, where I think it was TV on Radio was playing. I asked you, who is that? And you said, oh, that's TV on Radio.
And then Nikki Six from Motley Crue came in with his entourage of 20 people. And that was we've had some interesting times. That's absolutely another conversation, though.
I do some listening to internet radio and stuff like that. Frequency 3 was one of the ones that were there for a long time. They seem like they've gone away now. But every once in a while, I get some international flavor, disco, classic rock kinds of stuff. So depends on what I'm doing. I have to be pretty involved to get that stuff going on me and stuff.
So anyway, we need to wrap up here. It's been great chatting with you, Ray. And what I can honestly say with all sincerity is your kids do not get their acting ability from you, because when it comes to being an analyst, you're not acting. Ray is the real thing.
Thanks, Greg. And yourself, you're a great analyst and a great friend, and I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Good luck on this new venture, and hopefully it'll work out for you guys. Bruce?
Right. You too. Thank you, Ray.
All right, thanks.
So this is Greg Schultz with Bruce Ravitz. Again, and thank you, Ray, for joining us here from SNW. And okay, enough said for now.